AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former President Donald Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. The charges stem from a hush money payment during the 2016 campaign. Julie Walker on the scene outside.
A small park across the street from the courthouse where Trump is being arraigned is ground zero for supporters, opponents, and everyone in between. Tammy Alpert used to be a prosecutor and brought her three kids.
To witness history, because this is the first time in American history that a former president's faced any sort of criminal charges.
She was standing on the side of the park set up by police for Trump protesters. On the other side of the metal barricades, Trump supporter Pinny Banda wearing a MAGA hat and carrying a flag.
What they're doing right now is they're breaking our democracy, destroying our country, and I have to do whatever I could.
Outside Manhattan Criminal Court, Julie Walker, New York.
The White House says the U.S. will send Ukraine about $500 million in ammunition and equipment and spend more than $2 billion on an array of munitions, radar, and other weapons as Ukrainian troops prepare for a spring offensive against Russian forces. And Finland formally joined the NATO military alliance today. In economic news, no need for layoffs at GM, Shelley Adler explains.
About 5,000 white-collar workers at General Motors took the company's buyout offers, so the automaker says that's enough to avoid layoffs at this time. GM says the offers will save about $1 billion per year in costs, about half of the $2 billion it wants to cut annually by the end of next year. The company now has about 58,000 salaried workers in the country. The buyouts come at an uncertain time for the auto industry, which is in the middle of a transition from internal combustion to electric vehicles. I'm Shelley Adler.
Job openings slipped to 9.9 million in February, the fewest since May of 2021. This is AP News. Republican lawmakers in Tennessee are moving to expel three Democratic House members over a gun control protest.
Resolutions were filed yesterday against Tennessee Democrats Gloria Johnson, Justin Pearson, and Justin Jones, state representatives who led chants with a bullhorn from the state House floor last Thursday. In support of hundreds of protesters who packed the Capitol, calling for gun control measures in response to the Nashville school shooting. The resolution declared the three had participated in disorderly behavior and did knowingly and intentionally bring disorder and dishonor to the House of Representatives. The lawmakers were stripped of their committee assignments. Representative Johnson said the lawmakers are protected under the state constitution. Last night, as Republicans pushed forward the schedule for an expulsion vote this Thursday, the speaker ordered the gallery and media cleared out as the crowd chanted. The resolutions are the first step in an effort to expel the lawmakers, something that hasn't happened in Tennessee since the Civil War. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.